1,500 troops, together with 400 earth-moving vehicles, moved in to set up a 7.5-mile barbed wire fence. The 100 demonstrators at the camp are being told to leave. One of the first to go, Tony Harvey, says the police presence was overwhelming.
Police and the army arrived in the middle of the night in a big line, just sort of walked across and put up barbed wire and told us we all had to be out in an hour.
How many in all?
Hundreds and hundreds. Just couldn't tell. I mean, everybody's who can is leaving. I think most people are leaving now because...
Have there been any arrests at all? I mean, has there been any trouble?
No, there haven't been any arrests at all.
A new cover-up row has broken out over the case of the prison chaplain who died from AIDS. It's been revealed that the priest, Gregory Richards, was kept in a public ward for 2 days before hospital staff learned that he had the disease. And a technician took blood samples from him, which were sent to the hospital's laboratory in loosely sealed bottles. Health Union representative Sheila McKechnie is furious about the blunders.
It seems this patient was admitted to an open ward, and I think more seriously, a member of the laboratory staff took a blood specimen. Now, that's about the most dangerous thing that you can do vis-a-vis an AIDS patient, because if you have an accident, then there's a much greater risk. We also understand that specimens were sent into the laboratory from this patient without a warning.
A 16-year-old Gloucestershire boy has married a woman twice his age who already has 5 children. Julian Williams from Mitchelldean says he now wants to leave school and get a job so that he can be a proper husband and father. Ken Goodwin reports.
16-year-old Julian's love first blossomed for his wife, Barbara, when he used to help her carry the shopping. Since the marriage, most of his school friends have deserted him, but he says he doesn't care, he just wants to leave school and get a job so he can support his ready-made family of 6.
I'm one of these, I'm going to work for a living, not sit down and wait for your money to come in.
Julian's parents had to sign a consent form for their son to be allowed to marry. Julian says his mum still can't get used to the fact that her new daughter-in-law is actually older than her. Ken Goodwin, IRN, Gloucestershire.
People in Britain are drinking more, smoking less, having fewer babies and spending more time glued to the television. Alina Kirkuch now reports on a new government survey on social trends.
The new handbook, Britain 85, says the average British couple is now giving birth to 1.75 children as opposed to the 2.1 offspring needed to replace the population. But maybe that's not surprising, with Britons spending an average of 21 hours a week, that's nearly a whole day, sitting in front of the telly. And when we're not developing square eyes, we're apparently likely to be at the snooker table. The survey says there are now more than 6 million players. And we're also drinking more, but eating healthier food and cutting out smoking.
Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Happens again. How do you have 1.75 babies?
Ooh, baby. Ooh, nah. I believed you when you told me your love would never change. Now you say goodbye. I don't want to hold you if you don't want to stay. Trying not to lose my pride, but I told you once and still it's true. I always knew that no matter
Jimmy Ruffin. There'll never be another you, there'll never be another sunshine. 299 meters, 10, 17 kilohertz in the medium waveband, 103.5 VHF. On a Wednesday morning, the 6th of February 1985, we'll be taking a look at some jobs. The Sunshine Job Finder will be on the air. Just gone 20 past 8 this morning, taking a look at another four jobs, two from Leinster and two from the Ludlow area. Now, apparently, there's a new craze around at the moment. It's not a new craze, it's a new hobby, which is kind of sweeping through America anyway. And what you have to do is, it's called rattlesnake sacking. And teams have to put their venomous snakes in a bag in the quickest possible time without getting bitten. Because if you get bitten, you're disqualified. And not only you disqualified, but your whole team are. Heck. But now Pennsylvanian Fish Commission have banned... Why the Fish Commission? I don't know. But the Fish Commission have banned the games. It's not to protect the players, though. It's to stop the snakes being injured. Yeah, bring it. I think we could play Sacking the Worm. I wouldn't mind sacking the worm, but I'm not sacking snakes. Not likely. 8 past 8.
When I think of all I put you through, for granted, never saw it from your point of view, blinded by the double standard, you were trying to tell me all along, something in the love was missing, said it's not too late to get it back, but I just wasn't listening. It's 20 vision. Now I see it in a different light. I've been losing you in stages. Give us one more chance, I'll get it right. Girl, you're gonna see some changes.
After 74 years, the Colt 45 has been slung out of the U.S. Army. Oh, heavens. Not really interested in that, are you? No, what else have I got for you here? Oh, yes. A bit more news. They're making a film about George Best. Yeah. Making a film on the life of George Best. To be very fit, whoever he is. And also, there's a new series of Porridge being written. Yes, to star Ronnie Barker again. They've asked him, he said he will do another series, and the original script writers are at this very moment. I can hear them scribbling now. Writing a new script for a new series of Porridge, which is good news as well. What else have I got? Anything? No. Oh, a little bit later on, I should be telling you about bandits and robbers and and thieves and that, who go in to commit crimes and nick things, and when things go slightly wrong. It's 12 minutes past 8, be back in about 3.5 minutes' time with Chicago, which is specially for Chris.
For renowned quality and good value in used vehicles, call Station Motors, Corve Street, Ludlow. Station Motors offer you a good selection of quality used cars, priced for you to buy. Inquiries for new vehicles can be arranged, and Station Motors also service and prepare cars for MOTs, as well as undertaking light repairs. Credit facilities are available with written quotations on request. And at Station Motors, you will find that nothing is too much trouble. Call at Station Motors, Corve Street, Ludlow, or telephone Cecil Mellings on Ludlow 5252. Robert Machin is your quality furniture specialist in Craven Arms, stocking Parker Knoll, Old Charm, Rest Assured and Cintiqué, to name but a few. There's lounge suites with removable covers, a limited number of reclining chairs from £145, high seat chairs from £79, bed settees and chairs from just £99, and a comprehensive stock of pine furniture. Robert Machin, 6 Corvedale Road, Craven Arms. Phone his easy-to-remember number, Craven Arms 3322.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
At Ludlow Tyre Services, you know you can get the best deal and best service on tyres and batteries. Call in now for a free check and compare our prices. We also sell 2050 engine oil at only £2.99 per gallon. Yes, only £2.99. And filters at big discounts. Spot and fog lamps are only £5.98 per pair. Roof racks £6.90. And trailer boards for only £10.35. With antifreeze, de-icers, car polishes, donkey jackets, overalls, boots and Wellingtons. Plus much, much more. Call in or phone us today. Ludlow Tyre Services. Is opposite the Corfe Street Post Office. Telephone Ludlow 2401.
P.D. Morgan, Park Farm Honorbury, offer vegetables fresh from the farm, where quality is guaranteed. Just listen to these potato prices. Reds £1.70, whites £1.50 for a £55 bag. Carrots or swedes too at Park Farm, halfway between Honorbury Railway Crossing and Craven Arms on the A49. You'll also find us in Knighton on Thursdays, at the market just by the slipper stall, and every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 at the WI Market in the Auction Yard Canteen. P.D. Morgan, Park Farm Honorbury, the home of good vegetables.
The Prince Phillimore School for Foreign Children aged 7 to 14 of all nationalities and from very good families has moved from Sussex to Culmington House near Ludlow. The school needs a small number of Ludlow-based host families with children of comparable age to take in some of these pupils and treat them as one of the family. For further details, telephone Seafton 207. That's Seafton 207.
Sunshine Radio. Radio. You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever, and I want you here with me.
beautiful slushy, mishy, mushy, lovey-dovey, kissy-pooey type record. One which is obviously going to be played a week tomorrow, which is Valentine's Day. If you would like a Valentine's Day or Valentine's dedication played here on Sunshine, drop us a line at Cookie's Breakfast Show, Sunshine Radio, Ludlow, and we'll put them out at whatever time you state. You can send any sort of message. Try not to make it too rude, though, otherwise I'll have to edit it. That'll be a laugh. Okay, so if you do want any kind of Valentine's message, drop us a line at Cookie's Breakfast Show, Sunshine Radio, Ludlow, and we'll get and put those out. That was especially for Chris. Show his phones up with the competitions, and show his phones up and asked me to play Paul Young. But she was a bit late this morning because I played at 7:15. Now we've got the job spot coming up just after the next record, which is Russ Abbott and Atmosphere. Why am I playing Russ Abbott, you may ask, at this moment in time? Everybody says at this moment in time. It's 18 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. I want to say good morning. I think it's her birthday, although I'm not sure because I haven't got it written down. So that's Beryl Morris of Ludlow. Hello. Come here. Let's have a look at you. Let me see if I can see you. Let me stand up. Ah, yes, there you are. Oh, look, she's smiling at me. Good morning. You all right? Anyway, Beryl, happy birthday to you. That comes with love from Margaret and Dennis. Now, apparently, Dennis, some of the jocks here at Sunshine, including myself, I think, have got a habit of calling you Denise. So, I'd just like to put that right. Margaret isn't married to Denise. She's married to Dennis. So, that's love. From Margaret and Dennis, Amanda and Linda, they wanted one or two records, which we hadn't got. So then, finally settled for Russ Abbott. So, Beryl, good morning and happy birthday, if it is your birthday. I think it is. Pretty sure it is. After this, we'll be taking a look at the Sunshine Job Finder. Four jobs, two from Leinster, two from Ludlow. If you're unemployed at the moment, stay tuned. Maybe we'll be able to fix you up with something where you can earn yourself some pennies.
I want an atmosphere. So let me take you there, and you and I'll be dancing in the cool night air. Well, we're at the dancing party, and you're out there having fun, and your girl is there beside you, and you feel like number one. So get your body moving, 'cause tonight has just begun.
Fog Apaches. That means it's misty with Indians. Oh dear. There are fog patches affecting most roads this morning, so allow yourself a little bit more time. Also, there's a wagon jackknife, which is at Bridgetown on the A5, which is near Cannock. Okay, so if you've got to go down there, beware. So that's a wagon which is jackknifed at Bridgetown, which is on the A5, and that's near Cannock. So if you're going down from Ludlow area down that way, then be prepared for delays down there. As I say, allow yourself a bit more time. Just take it nice and easy. Get the lights on. Stay from the fella in front. Same old story, but people still don't do it. And then you'll get to your destination nice and safely. 22:08. Right, four more jobs for you this morning, two from the Ludlow Job Centre and two from the Leominster Job Centre. First of all, there's a self-employed vacancy for a bricklayer. That's in the Cleobury-Mortimer area. It's approximately £150 for a 40-hour week. Now, you must be fully experienced and hold a 715 certificate. Okay, the job number there is 974. So that's a self-employed vacancy for a bricklayer in the Cleobury-Mortimer area. It's approximately £150 a week, which is kind of good. It's a 40-hour week, and you must be fully experienced and hold a 715 certificate. The job number there is 974, and you contact the Ludlow Job Centre for that one. Also, there's a barmaid required near Tenby Wells. Now, the wages are council rates. It's 12 to 15 hours a week, evenings and weekends. And really, they want an experienced barmaid, but they will train a suitable applicant, OK? So it's a barmaid required near Tenby Wells. As I say, the wages are council rates, 12 to 15 hours a week, evenings and weekends. Experienced barmaid is preferred, but they will train a suitable applicant. The job number there is 936. So job number 936, you apply to the Ludlow Job Centre for those. Now we've got an engineering assistant who is required in the Kingston and Leominster area. It's £80 a week. It's Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30. And you'll be required to assist. They really need somebody between 18 and 25 to assist engineers and toolmakers on development work. Now, you must have some engineering knowledge and be able to read engineering drawings. And you must be prepared to do any routine job that arises and also have your own transport. The job number there is 692V. So that's an engineering assistant required in the Kingsland Leominster area, £80 a week. It's Monday to Friday, 8 till 5:30. They need somebody between 18 and 25 to assist engineers and toolmakers on the development work. And you must have some engineering knowledge and be able to read engineering drawings. You must be prepared to do any routine job that arises. And also, you must have your own transport. 692V is the number there. And you contact the Leominster Job Centre for that one. And finally for this morning, there's a vacancy for factory operatives in the Leominster area. Now, the salary is negotiable. It's a two-shift system, 6 a.m. to 2 and 2 to 10. Okay, and it's to undertake various tasks in printed circuit board, manufacture, drilling, inspection and assembly, etc. Okay, now you must have good eyesight and nimble fingers. So you must have fingers like loaves of bread. And you must be prepared to work overtime when required. The job number there is 688J. So that's factory operatives are required in the Leominster area. Okay, now the salary is negotiable. It's a two-shift system, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. And it's to undertake various tasks in printed circuit board manufacture, drilling, inspection and assembly, etc. Okay, as I say, you must have good eyesight and have nimble fingers. And you must be prepared to work overtime when required. If you're interested in that, the job number there is 688J. And you contact the Leominster Job Centre for that. So good luck if you're out job hunting today. Wish you all the very best. It's 26 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Here's Bruce Springsteen, and he's Dancing in the Dark.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby. Just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. And I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire.
Is looking a bit down in the mouth. Cheer it up by calling in Ken Rawlings. Yes, Ken Rawlings Valeting Service will clean up your car like new. Bodywork lovingly polished, upholstery and carpets like spanking new. Ken Rawlings will clean every inch of your car, including the engine and underneath. And he'll come to your house or business. Farmers, don't forget, Ken can steam clean your vehicles too. Tractors, stock wagons. Give your car a treat. Call 5697. That's Ken Rawlings, Ludlow 5697.
That your car outside, John?
It is, why?
Well, it seems to have changed shape a bit on the front off side.
Yes, it has.
You don't seem upset about it either, do you?
Well, no, it wasn't my fault. In any case, I'm insured through Peter M. Poole of Craven Arms.
An advantage, that is it?
Well, at least I'm confident they're dealing with my claim as quickly and fairly as possible.
Good service, eh?
Second to none. Very reasonable premiums. And that driver's club policy they've got, that's good value.
Peter M. Poole.
Yes, Peter M. Poole. They're at number 8 Dale Street in Craven Arms. Go and see them. They're open weekdays from 9:15 till 5 and noon on Saturdays. If you can't get there, give them a ring. 3727 Craven Arms.
Craven Arms 3727.
Peter M. Poole. Ask to speak to Peter or Stuart Parsonage. Hey, your car's parked rather close to mine, isn't it?
Well, that's why I raised the subject, see?
Nowadays, the cost of running a car can be exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for thousands of cars. At Cleehill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. If you've an MOT failure, ring Cliff on Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget our motto. You wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, open 7 days a week, from 8 in the morning till it gets dark. Cleehill Motor Spares.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Put the heat into your room, not up the chimney. Feel the difference by fitting a Jetmaster open fire from the old fire station in Old Street, Ludlow. They are the specialists and stock everything for the open fire. Take to the warmer side of life at the old fire station, Old Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 5595.
Sunshine Radio.
you doing? It's a little bit foggy out there, but it's okay. It's not too bad at all. No, good morning, you know, just get on with it. It's a Wednesday morning, the 6th of February, 1985. Welcome along if you just joined me. I don't know where you've been till now, but we're here right the way through till 8 o'clock tonight. At 10 o'clock, it'll be, you know, Colin James. He'll be whisking you through till the afternoon, and it'll be BJ, and he'll be in. Now, when a schoolboy found a secret hoard of cash, and listen to this is interesting, this, in a case under his father's bed, he started taking out wads of notes. Now, police became suspicious when he began offering money to school friends. On investigation, it was discovered that there had been no less than £58,000 under the bed. The youngster from Bristol had spent £1,000 of the hoard. Apparently, even in the 1980s, people just don't trust banks and building societies with the money and keep it stashed away at their home or even carry it around with them, and they often live to regret it. A pensioner from Luton thought that her security system would outwit would-be robbers, but they in turn outwitted her. She had hidden her £3,000 life savings in a coal bunker in her back garden. But somehow the raiders found the hoard, even though the woman hadn't told a soul where the money was hidden. A Suffolk man decided to put £5,000 of his savings in the garden shed because he didn't trust banks. That was promptly stolen. And jewellery is often carried around in handbags by women, and when it's stolen, they often have a rude shock as it may not be insured. An extended insurance policy has to be taken out when goods are removed from the home. Often people don't realise this and end up without any cash compensation. A 60-year-old woman was robbed by two muggers in Barking, Essex, of her life savings and jewellery totalling £2,000 because she thought that they would be safer with her than if left at home. And probably the most spectacular bag snatch incident of all time took place recently in Harrods, which is kind of the top people's store in London. An Arab woman's handbag disappeared as she ate lunch. Inside it was £1 million worth of diamonds, together with £700 worth of foreign currency. The woman told police officers that she kept the jewellery with her because she believed it was safer than leaving it in the bank. Oh, gosh.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie.
Where?
Walking down the street.
Oh, yes, there I am.
Looky, 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 I call him Cookie, cause he's sweet.
23 tonight.
Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, what a lucky break. Looky, 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 I call him Cookie, cause he takes a cake. When he's near my lips, say, oh, my heart is all tra-la-la. When he kisses, oh, it's TNT for two. Looky, 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 here comes Cookie, he's a handsome guy. Just a little angel playing hooky from heaven on high, oh my, sweetest pumpkin pie.
Don't forget, if you do want any Valentine's dedication, send them in to Cookie's Breakfast Show, Sunshine Radio, Ludlow. We'll be putting them out a week tomorrow morning. Anytime you like, just put the time on the top. They can be cryptic or they can just be loving and sensible. They can even be a little bit rude, but not too rude.
Lover, lover, yeah, wanna be your lover.
Cloudy with occasional rain after early morning fog patches clear. 10 degrees centigrade is the highest today. A southeasterly wind and the outlook is mild and mostly cloudy with rain at times. Now just listen to this for a complicated and confusing weather forecast nationally. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle over southwest England and southern Wales will spread north and east into northern Wales and the Midlands. Northern Ireland and northern and eastern England will be rather cloudy with some bright intervals but with rain at times later. Scotland will be mostly dry with a little rain or drizzle in the east, remaining mostly dry with some sunny intervals in the west. The outlook is southern and western parts will be cloudy with rain, brighter with wintry showers in the north.
How the heck are you supposed to understand that?
18 minutes to 9 on Sunshine 299. Hey, this is good. Shirley Lee Ralph.
Comes alive.
great cartoon yesterday in the paper. If you can imagine, there's a husband and wife sitting down for breakfast, and they're opposite one another in the at the table. And he said, "I promised you something with diamonds, so here it is. Here's a pack of cards." That's great. Hang on, there's somebody trying to park their car here. Hey, well, go steady. Hey, no. Forward. Go on, keep. Go forward again. That's it. Go on. Now, come on, back. You're okay now. Come on. Whoa. Other lock. Other lock. Other lock. No. Go forward. Forward again. Go on. Come on. You're okay. Come on. Back. Okay. Yeah, you're all right. Come on. Steady. Whoa.
Give me just another night, just another night with you. Give me just another kiss, just before the dawn breaks through. We'll be right back.
yesterday about a dog who rescued three people after an avalanche. The dog's name was Shady, and he was pulling a sledge carrying the three people when the avalanche struck. Now, the dog managed to claw his way out of the snow and then pulling out the sledge with the two children on it before returning to dig out his owner.
Oh, round of applause for the dog. Great stuff.
Must have been a bit of a rough job. 9.5 to 10.
Question: what's the connection between Gary Numan and Ludlow? The answer is Martin Price. Martin Price makes beautiful leather clothes for Gary and a host of other stars too. And Martin Price will tailor something for you too. Coats, jackets, trousers, skirts, dresses, shirts. In fact, anything in luxury leather and superb sheepskin. Martin will call on you and help you choose your made-to-measure dream. Just phone Ludlow 890-754. 890-754. Make that connection with Martin Price of Ludlow.
For peace of mind and assured service, you can't beat buying a car off a local reputable dealer. And locally, West End Garage at Clibbury Mortimer has a reputation second to none. Let Bert Haywood value your car and make you an offer against a new Ford car. There's no quibbling at West End Garage. You talk to the boss. They also do MOTs, sell petrol, and look after all your motoring needs competitively. West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Phone Bert Haywood on Clibbury Mortimer 270-384.
Write in now with your What's On. Tell Sunshine about the up-and-coming event you're organising in your neighbourhood and let your neighbourhood station tell the people. Write in now to Sunshine Radio, Ludlow.
Which Sunday market is open every Sunday 10 till 4? It's the same Sunday market that's been going strong every week for over 12 years. It's Churchstoke Sunday Market on the site of Harry Tuffin's supermarket. You can't beat a good day out at a good old Sunday market. It's fun for all the family and there's always a bargain to be had. You can save pounds there every Sunday. There's loads of free car parking and free admission too. Churchstoke Sunday Market on the A489 between Craven Arms and Newtown. See you this Sunday at Churchstoke Sunday Market. Camel and donkey rides for the kiddies from Sunday, February the 3rd.
It's still up there. The Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill. The pub in the clouds. They reckon there's no higher pub anywhere. The Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill, for wedding receptions, party bookings, bar extensions and supper licenses. Get up to the Craven Arms Inn for bed and breakfast. There's a lounge, a bar and a video jukebox. There's a customer video club. Ask Graham about the customer video library at the Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill. Telephone Ludlow 890-880. Ludlow 890-880. The Craven Arms Inn, Clee Hill.
You're better off when the music's on. Sunshine Radio, the leader.
Come with me.
Trippers. And Sea of Love. 3:30 to 9. As I say, on the subject of love, if you want to send a Valentine's message, don't hesitate to write. The Cookies Breakfast Show, Sunshine Radio, Ludlow. Stick on it whatever you like. We'll put it out whatever time you like. Send your messages of love across the airwaves of Shropshire. 3:30 to 9 o'clock. The news is coming up next. Following that, we've got some oldies, and at 9:15, we've got another 4 number 1 hits. 1 from 64 and 3 from 65.
Baby, looking at you, it takes me back in time. Lately, I've been dreaming, you've been on my mind. I can still see you beside me.
kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
More than 100 anti-cruise missile protesters have been evicted from their camp at RAF Molesworth in Cambridgeshire in a major combined operation between the army and the police. Hundreds of civilian and military police arrived with dogs and floodlights, ringed the base with roadblocks and told the demonstrators to leave. Then 1,500 army engineers moved with 400 earth-moving vehicles to set up a 6-foot-high barbed wire fence around the entire 7.5-mile perimeter of the base. One of the first protesters to be evicted was Tony Harvey. He says they were taken completely by surprise.
Police and the army arrived in the middle of the night in a big line, just sort of walked across and put up barbed wire and told us we all had to be out in an hour.
How many in all?
Hundreds and hundreds. Just couldn't tell. I mean, everybody's who can is leaving. I think most people are leaving now because...
Have there been any arrests at all? I mean, has there been any trouble?
No, there haven't been any arrests at all.
A campaign of industrial action by teachers in England and Wales begins today in support of a pay claim. Members of the biggest union, the NUT, are being encouraged to withdraw goodwill practices like covering for colleagues who are absent and supervising children's lunch breaks. Meanwhile, in Scotland, where already teachers have been disrupting classes for several weeks, they're now stepping up their protests in their battle for more pay. Here's Colin Calder.
For the past month, members of Scotland's largest teachers' union, the EIS, have been targeting industrial action on the constituencies of government ministers to push their case for an independent review of salaries and conditions. In Ayr, the constituency of Scots Secretary George Younger, teachers are out on a three-day strike in eight schools, affecting nearly 10,000 pupils. After their latest refusal, teachers are threatening to disrupt exams and extend strike action into the areas of all Scottish Conservative members of Parliament. Colin Calder, IRN, Ayrshire.
With the prospect of peace talks still remote, striking miners are continuing to drift back to work. The Coal Board says 44% of its miners are now working, with nearly 3,000 returning to their pits in the past 2 days. So far today, 55 new faces have arrived for work at Scottish pits and 51 in North Derbyshire. Other areas say they're expecting similar figures. One of the trade union movement's most influential figures, David Basnett, is to retire at the end of the year. Mr. Basnett, who's 61, has been leader of the General Municipal and Boilermakers Union for 12 years. The trial starts in New York today of the man who's become a national hero after shooting four teenagers he thought were about to mug him. Bernard Goetz, who's been charged with possessing an illegal weapon, is being backed by the Guardian Angels, an American subway vigilante group. Its director, Lisa Sliwa, is arriving in Britain soon to try to recruit a similar group over here. She says Americans can't rely on the police anymore.
What are you supposed to do? Just stand back there, say a few prayers, and hope they don't end up murdering you? It's gotten so bad in this country that after people have been mugged three or four times, they get to a point where they say, we're not going to take it anymore. I can't wait an hour for the police to put down their donuts and their coffee and show up and come to my aid.
Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
That was released 6 years ago now. That's a Clash, London's Calling. Good morning to you if you just joined us. How are you? If you just got to work, well, never mind. Another day, another dollar, that's what they say. 6 minutes past 9 o'clock.
the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Don't forget, about 9:15 this morning, we'll be taking a look at another four number ones. There'll be one from 64 and three from 65.
I was eating a gyro sandwich walking down 8th Avenue when a young girl came up to me and said, brother, you got something I can chew. Well, I kept walking along trying to make up a song about what to do. Chilling out of city nights and the Broadway lights are like a dream.
Cloudy with occasional rain after early morning fog patches. Clear. It's going to be 10 degrees centigrade today, as it will be the highest. A southeasterly wind, and it's going to be mostly mild with cloudy and rain at times. That's the outlook and the weather for you.
Sunshine beaming down on Shrewsbury.
Cuddly toys for Valentine's Day from Cats. If a Valentine you want to send, why not give a furry friend? Cuddly toys at Cats from only $3.99 and 30-inch teddy bears from $6.99. Cats also have rocking horses, tractors, BMXs, baby toys, dolls and dolls prams. Call in and see Julie at Cats, Model Gardens, Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury Model Centre are the model specialist in Shrewsbury. With model aircrafts for all ages, model boats and model cars, big stocks of radio control equipment, a vast selection of plastic kits by leading makers, a comprehensive range of tools for the modeler, even crafts and fantasy games at Shrewsbury Model Centre, 32 St John's Hill. Telephone Shrewsbury 245539. Late openings till 7 on Fridays.
Why pay extra for underlay and fitting on your new carpet when you can get it free? From CJ Wild. See the pattern of your choice in the comfort of your own home, then get a free estimate. Low deposit credit terms are available too. Written details on request. Ring Chris Wild on Shrewsbury 64386 and he'll come and see you. Shrewsbury 64386.
The Craft Shop for creative materials. Tapestry kits and canvases, tapestry wool, knitting wools. At The Craft Shop, Claremont Hill, dealing with all aspects of embroidery, including the silks. Making your own lampshade? The Craft Shop has the frames and the braiding. And there's rug making materials. A varied selection of gifts for all occasions at The Craft Shop, 28 Claremont Hill, Shrewsbury, just opposite the bus station.
Stan Jones & Sons for motorcycles, scooters and cycles. We have three branches in Shrewsbury. Greyfriars Bridge for cycles, Hills Lane for Honda motorcycles and scooters, and Frankwell for Yamaha motorcycles and scooters. Stan Jones is the two-wheeler dealer for you in Shrewsbury. So whatever your needs, call Stan Jones & Sons on Shrewsbury 3113.
At Seven Sound Studios, Claremont Hill, Seven Sound makes good sense. So come along, look and listen to our extensive range of hi-fi and speakers in the comfort of our new demonstration room. Accessories, tapes, TIAC, JBL, Trio, Yamaha and DBX. Sound us out at Seven Sound Studios, Claremont Hill, Shrewsbury. Talk to Ian or Mark on Shrewsbury 57684.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
You're so chic, do you ever love me?
Great stuff. Love Roxy music. That's Virginia Plain. Right, let's have a look at the time. It's 15 and a half minutes now past 9 o'clock. And you know what time of the day it is now? It's where we play another four number ones. As I say, we've got one from 64 and three from... No, two from 64. Oh, I got it wrong. Two from 64 and two from 65. Yesterday, we finished off from November 64 with the Supremes and Baby Love. And then on the 3rd of December 1964, for 1 week... The Rolling Stones were number one with Little Red Rooster. Now, originally a US soul hit in 1951 for the Griffin Brothers, which was featuring Margie Day. And now the Willie Dixon song, which was Little Red Rooster, was covered by Sam Cooke 12 years later. It was this recording, which reportedly featured Billy Preston on keyboards, that brought the song to the attention of the Stones. Now, the Rolling Stones hold many all-time chart records. And among the countless groups of early and mid-60s, their consistency is second to none. They were formed in 1962 and played regularly at clubs like London's Marquee and Giorgio Gomisky's Crotty Club in Richmond. Now, they were quickly acquired a following and also a manager by the name of Andrew Luke Oldham. Now, he juggled the lineup so that by the time they signed with Decca and cut their first single, they were five Londoners. Mick Jagger on vocals, lead guitarist was Keith Richards, who incidentally dropped the S off his surname in the imitation of Cliff Richards' drummer Charlie Watts. Bill Wyman on bass, and Brian Jones, who was born on the 26th of February 1944, but sadly died on the 3rd of July 1969. He was on rhythm guitar. Now, this was the lineup on all of the number ones, except Honky Tonk Woman. But from the 3rd of December 64, this is a cracker.
Too late to crow for day. I am the little red rooster. Too late to crow for day. Keep everything in the farm. Begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange can't be. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster,
to that, the Stones, Little Red Rooster. Amazing. 21 years later, here they are, still going really, really strong. Excellent. Now, on the 10th of December 1964, the Beatles had another number one, and they were number one with I Feel Fine for 5 weeks. Now, Brian Epstein understood the importance of release dates, and in the first 5 years of Beatlemania, from 63 to 67 inclusive, the only year the Beatles did not have a Christmas number one was 1966. Now, that was when they were too involved in making the Sgt. Pepper's album to release a single. That is a storming album as well. The second of these Christmas hits was I Feel Fine. Now, this was a single that put the Beatles one ahead of Elvis in the successive number one stakes. I Feel Fine was 6 out of 6 for the Beatles. Elvis, he had a greatest hit run of 5. Now, the fourth Beatles album was called Beatles for Sale. And John Lennon also sang lead on the single, but perhaps the feature of it was the feedback guitar work. Now, by the end of their second year, as the biggest thing ever to hit the British show business, the Beatles were beginning to be recognised as musicians and not just pretty faces. George Harrison was the first to attract approving remarks from critics and was always considered to be the best musician of the Beatles. Before long, he was called one of the best rock guitarists in the world. Mm-hmm. nothing really you can say about that particular song or the Beatles. They kind of say it all. I Feel Fine, the Beatles from 64. Following that came Georgie Fame and the Blue Fames with Yeah Yeah. Moody Blues and Go Now, The Righteous Brothers, You've Got That Loving Feeling. And then on the 18th of February 1965, for 1 week, the Kinks were number one with Tired of Waiting for You. Now, the second number one for the Kinks was their third hit. Now, the follow-up to You Really Got Me was All the Day and All of the Night, which reached number two at the end of 1964. While the group was beefing up its image as hard rockers by getting rid of its pink hunting jackets, their manager, Robert Wace, had originally suggested for them. Now, Tired of Waiting You was a gentler single than the first two hits and marked the first time that the lyrical qualities of Ray Davies' songs was noticeable. Lonnie Donegan influenced Ray Davies and Davies influenced Paul Weller. The line continues through 25 years of number ones, really, linking three acts, all of whom have had three number one hits. Six and a half minutes past 9 o'clock. The Kinks and Tired of Waiting for You. Knocking them off the top spot was the Seekers and I'll Never Find Another You. Then came Tom Jones and It's Not Unusual. Then on the 18th of March 1965, the Rolling Stones were again number one for 3 weeks, this time with The Last Time. Now, The Last Time gave the Rolling Stones a hat-trick of number one hits, but more importantly, it marked the first time a Rolling Stones A-side had been written by the duo that was to become one of the most creative in rock music, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. At this stage, the pair were still uncertain about their writing capabilities, and when every newspaper in the world were comparing the Stones and the Beatles, it was not surprising that Jagger and Richards were not confident of standing up in comparison with Lennon and McCartney. Now, the B-side, which was called Play With Fire, was credited to Nanker and Felge, which was a pseudonym Mick and Keith used to use on the early sides, and was another slower classic Stones track. But my favourite of the Stones, I love this. From the 18th of March 65, the Rolling Stones and The Last Time. Well, I told you once and I told you twice, but you never listened to my advice. Don't try very hard to please me. This could be the last time, this could be the last time we made it. great stuff. Rolling Stones in the last time. It's exactly 9:30. That just about wraps up the number ones for today. Be another four tomorrow morning between 9:15 and 9:30. So tune in there.
Hobbiton Service Station, 1 mile out of Ludlow over Ludford Bridge. Open 7 days till 8 p.m. Hobbiton Service Station for repairs and servicing to all makes of car and light commercials. With free collection and delivery to your home. Accident work is undertaken with free estimates and there's a 24-hour recovery service. At Hobbiton Service Station, spares and accessories are at cash and carry prices. For example, car batteries for Minis, Marinas, 1.3 Escort, Viva and Allegros, £13.95 including VAT. There's DERV, petrol and paraffin, Skoda sales, service and repairs, and used car sales. All at Hobbiton Service Station. Telephone Ludlow 2584. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms for Johnson Seed, Seed Potatoes, AGL Greenhouses, Wolf Garden Tools, Bosch Power Tools, Dragon, Febo, and Amiga Dog Foods, recommended by Jim. Berger and Beaver Paints, and for the chilly days, pre-packed Cozy Coal. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, phone Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, Cyril Basin.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Hall's TV Services, the experts in Ludlow and Tenbury. You could find them the cheapest in the area for colour TV and video rental. Buy or rent a video from Hall's and receive free membership of their large video club. A choice of over 7 manufacturers and the famous Hall's after-sales service means you can't lose with Hall's TV. It's real value for money on TV and video sales, rental and service. At Hall's TV Services, 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells, and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury 810095 or Ludlow 4550. Hall's TV Services, where you come first. First.
2 9 9
103.5 BHF Sunshine, your neighborhood station.
Doing this morning. 24 minutes to 10. You're settling into your new job, eh?
We're living like he named.
Well, you look as though you are to me. Making new friends. At the end of the week, you got a wage back. It's Sunshine Radio, 299 meters, 10 and 17 kilohertz in the medium wave band. 103.5 VHF. Sorry about that. I thought he finished, but he hasn't. Come on, Ryan. Started a new job this week. Oh, good luck. And it's awful, isn't it, when you have to go meet new people, especially if you're not much of a mixer anyway. But it'll be okay. You wait till the end of the week. Don't forget, Colin James will be running the Sunshine Job Finder about 11:15 this morning, where he will be telling you some more jobs that are available in this area.
Tell the truth, it's really such a sad affair, standing here in the cold night air. But I've got to make this call, 'cause my heart is breaking. I hear the pips drop a coin in the slot. Has it been that long? I thought you'd forgotten me. Well, I know that it's getting late, but I just couldn't wait. Will I have the
John, the second one of two to relax to. It's a clever name, that, isn't it? It's 16 and a half minutes to 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, the 6th of February, 1985. Well, old CJ will be here pretty soon. Well, he should be anyway. The only trouble is, you noticed he's always moaning about his car. Have you noticed? Every morning he comes in, oh, it's flipping cars. Always grumping. I tell you, have you seen the way he drives? He is one loony behind the wheel. He should be here now, would I? Hang on. Here he comes. Come on. Oh, speeding again. Look. Take it easy, Carl. Easy, mate. Easy, Carl. Carl. Steady. Oh, Carl. Back it out. Come on. Out, quick. No, revert. No, it's on the other side. It's the other side, go. Call it. Move it the other way. That, oh, heavens. Come on, don't get out yet. Don't get out. Oh, call on this. Oh, he'll be with you just after 10, if we can prize him out. We'll be right back.
finished yet.
You can't catch the cookie out like that. I'm too smart. I knew what it was going to do. It's 12 minutes to 10 on a Wednesday. How you doing? Colin will be along just after the news at 10 o'clock. He'll have the morning story at 10:15. TV trivia. He's got his accurate horoscopes. I think he makes them up. Also, he's got the job spot and loads of competitions and lots of fun. So stay tuned for Colin. He'll be along just after 10.
Stretton Carpet and Furniture Centre sale, with many oddments of stock at less than half price, including wardrobes, chests, teen sets, rugs, chairs, headboards, lounge units, pictures and carpet remnants. At Stretton Carpet and Furniture Centre, there's over 60 rolls of Broadloom carpet from £1.99 a square yard. And with all carpets over £2.99 a square yard, you get fitting and appropriate underlay. And as usual, all estimates and deliveries are free within the area. Remember, at Stretton Carpet and Furniture Centre, some of the sale prices are crazy, so come along early to avoid disappointment. Stretton Carpet and Furniture Centre, High Street, Church Stretton. Phone Church Stretton 723-466. The sale is now on.
You should go to Bengra's of Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengra's of Leinster?
Because they have the biggest hire fleet in Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengra's?
Because they have the biggest selection of new and used cars for miles around.
Why should I go to Bengra's?
Because their petrol sales are open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Why should I go to Bengra's?
Because they have a fast, efficient service department. Bengra's of Leinster, your local Peugeot, Vauxhall, Talbot and Opel dealer at Bargates. Telephone, I beg your pardon, telephone Leinster 2337.
Make a note of this telephone number, Shrewsbury 242381, because this is 1985, and that extension to your lovely home that you've always dreamed of can now come true with the help of TC Davis, the builder. TC Davis can quote you free of charge for extensions, alterations, garages, and everything you require from a builder. From digging footings to that last coat of paint. TC Davis, the builder. Telephone Shrewsbury 242381. And TC Davis has a special offer while stocks last. A beautiful Georgian up and over garage door supplied and fitted to your existing framework. £159. Beat that. Telephone TC Davis now on Shrewsbury 242381. That's Shrewsbury 242381.
I remember you.
Hi, I'm Roger Matthews. Remember those heady days of the 60s with the sounds of the Beatles, the Move, the Rolling Stones, the Love Affair, the Kinks, and of course the unforgettable sounds of Motown? Then why not relive those days in style with the Roger Matthews Sound of the 60s Roadshow? If you would like more information on how to hire the Roger Matthews Sound of the 60s Roadshow for your private party or commercial function, then pick up the phone and give us a call on Leinster 4560. That's Leinster 4560.
Roger Matthews means veteran veterans.
Write in now with your What's On. Tell Sunshine about the up-and-coming event you're organizing in your neighborhood and let your neighborhood station tell the people. Write in now to Sunshine Radio, Ludlow.
Sunshine Radio!
Bye.
Jackson, my man is a sweet man.
Superstar.
7 minutes to ten. I've literally this second just been handed a card with a request on which has to be done between 9:30 and 10. It says, please will you wish Edward a very happy fourth birthday on Wednesday the 6th of February between 9:30 and 10. He would love you to play Ross Abbott's Atmosphere. Unfortunately, oh, I am sorry. It's just that in the last hour, I just play oldies, don't play any chart stuff. So, sorry, so I can't play that one, Andrew, but or Edward, rather. But anyway, happy birthday. Comes from your love from your mum, your dad, Andrew and Daniel. And you live at Magpie Cottage, Lidham. And all I know where Lidham is, in Bishop's Castle. So, Edward, happy fourth birthday to you. And I hope this one will suffice. Johnny Johnson and the Bandwagon are breaking down the walls of hearts. Especially for Mike Reynolds. Happy fourth birthday, mate.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Edward Reynolds. Happy birthday to you. Very quickly now before I go, because it's time for me to go. I know you're sad because CJ's coming on next, but never mind. BJ comes on at 10 and things really look up then. There's a charity bingo to raise money for a heart monitor for the intensive baby care unit at Shrewsbury Hospital. That's tomorrow night, February the 7th. Starts at 8 p.m. and it's at the Three Horseshoes Public House in Wheat Hill. Now, prizes are welcome, and if you have anything to donate, please ring Heather on Burberton 680 or Marion on Stokes in St. Milbury 645, okay? So that's if you've got anything to donate, if you're going to give them some money or some prizes, come on, it's a good cause anyway. Give them a ring. Heather on Burberton 680 or Marion on Stoke St. Milbury 654. Right, time to go. See you tomorrow between 6 and 10. Stay tuned for His Highness. He'll be along in a minute or two. Thanks very much for joining me. Have a safe and happy day. Bye-bye. That's a good one, isn't it? I didn't think I was going to be back, but my record's finished a bit quick. Anyway, that's the Tramps and Scrub Board. I think that's a Colin theme tune. Now, what have I got in the show tomorrow? That's what you really want to know, isn't it? Well, there's a new aid for blind people. I'll be telling you about that tomorrow. Also give you a chart rundown of 10 years ago. Your voice. Did you know that your voice tells other people how sexy you are? Do you know that? You've got no chance, man. Also, new phones that do just what they're told. That's a great story. There's a new phone that's come out. Tell you all about that tomorrow as well. How a typing error caused a boom in trade. And also, there's a new type of secretary about. I'll be telling you something about that as well. And what is Sunday's favourite dish?
I know her. Look, she's the sunshine secretary.
You're just rude. Get into the background because it's time for the news. I'll see you tomorrow between 6 and 10. Bye-bye.
1017 kilohertz, 299 metres, the news on Sunshine.
Labour MPs are accusing the government of heavy-handed thuggery for sending in more than 1,500 police and troops to evict anti-nuclear protesters from RAF Molesworth in Cambridgeshire.